Back here in the WAER studios, it's Double Overtime. Mark Weber and Eric Dewick breaking down the Syracuse 75-67 point victory over Minnesota in Maui. And in Maui right now, our reporter Robert Bocci called the game for WAER alongside Ben Fontana in Maui. I would try to pronounce the name Lahaina Civic Center. Is that what it is?
You got it. The Lahaina Civic Center.
The Lahaina Civic Center. Wanted to make sure of that. So first off, Robert, C.J. Fair had a pretty gruesome cut after the first half. What did Bam have to say about that, and how is C.J. Fair feeling after this game?
Boeheim didn't get asked anything about that, but C.J. Fair went through exactly what happened on that cut. He basically said he was going hard towards the rim trying to get a dunk, and he realized he had hit his cheek on something after he dunked. And all of a sudden he looked down at his hand, all of a sudden there was blood. And, I mean, you could see he walked right in front of our broadcast location after that happened. He was mean mugging. You could see blood streaming down his cheek. There was already a lot out there. And, it was a tough situation at first because you saw a couple trainers tending to him over on the sideline. And you weren't sure how bad the cut was. But fortunately for CJ and for Syracuse, he was able to come back in the first half, and he didn't have to miss too much time.
Robert, you had to be impressed by not just Fair's anger when he got off the floor after the cut, but how he was able to go out in the second half and have the typical senior-type performance because, strangely enough, he played sufficiently better after the cut than before the cut.
I think it's almost like how they say some boxers or fighters like to get hit before they really get going. C.J. Fair had a rough one against St. Francis Brooklyn when he was 2-for-13 shooting. He got off to a rough start again today. He hit his first shot and then missed a few in a row after that. But, yeah, Eric, I think you hit it spot on. I think that kind of woke him up, and he came out from there, started grabbing rebounds all over the place. He was, hitting his shots, and I don't know what exactly triggered it, but all of a sudden you're looking at a guy that could put up a double-double like he did. He turned around after that, and he really played a great game for Syracuse, which it was a close one. I think the free throws were really where the difference was, where Syracuse didn't give up any ground on the free throws. But without C.J. Fair's performance, I don't think it would have been quite as even a game. He did a great job on the glass and scoring.
Mark Weber and Eric Dewing talking to Robert Bocci, who called the game for WAER over in Maui, Hawaii. And Robert, Trevor Cooney with a great game today, 15 points, 5 of 11 from 3. Trevor Cooney, I noticed, was on the podium alongside C.J. Fair and Coach Bam. What did he have to say about the difference between getting the ball off the passes to getting the balls off the transition in his performance and shooting the threes, and how satisfied was he with his performance?
He was very satisfied with how he played today. I think he started off 5 of 9, so, I mean, he was happy that C.J. Fair was even talking about how it gave him so much confidence, because on the very first possession of each half, Trevor Cooney hit a three. I think he had the first 6 points of the game as well. He hit a three on the first few possessions for Syracuse. The fact that he was rolling and hitting those shots, once he hit one, he was just feeling confident, ready to go. And the rest of the team noticed and attributed that without Trevor Cooney's hot start and winding up with 15 points, the Orange isn't exactly, playing all that well, because they were shooting an all right percentage, but with Trevor Cooney's 3-point percentage, they were really shooting the ball well, him in particular. So, yeah, he was very satisfied with how everything went today.
What impressed me about Cooney, and even Ennis, I've been disappointed in Ennis's play so far, but Ennis and Cooney, both very inexperienced players, they handled the pressure well. This is a Rick Pitino passed on to Rich Pitino type of defense, that matchup 2-3 zone. Cooney actually dribbled the ball in the face of pressure a few times and looked like he was somewhat comfortable.
He did. I mean, he was basically the safe guy for all them, but I think you got to give some credit to Ennis, Eric. He has no turnovers today.
That's my point, that even though he's been disappointing in other areas, he handled the ball well despite his inadequacies from the field.
Yeah, no, it's true. I think free throw-wise and running the offense-wise today, he did a great job. I think the 1-for-8 shooting mark is really the only spot where he struggled. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, apart from, I think Benajay struggled a few times to dribble. He was getting pressed and turned it over, once in particular to Malik Smith, who just laid the ball in right after that. But, everybody else played so well. Tyler Ennis, Trevor Cooney, even though those guys were young, they did a great job handling all the pressure.
One of the things that I noticed in this game a lot, and remember, this is the double overtime, Mark Weber and Eric Dewey talking to Robert Bocci, who called the game at Maui. Rakeem Christmas getting a lot of balls off alley-oops and dunks from Tyler Ennis. Almost said Michael Carter Williams for a second. What did the coach Bam have to say about Rack's performance in this game on the offensive end? Something that we haven't seen him really get too many of those dunks throughout the game, and also two blocks in this game as well.
Coach Bam didn't have much to say about that, but TJ Fair really mentioned that, you know, those dunks really fired up everybody and sort of ignited the offense towards the second half, because it seemed like there was a dunk here, a dunk there. All these guys had dunks, so for that really ignited the offense, and everyone got going after that.
Robert, did you have any good evaluations of Cal before the Syracuse game, getting to watch Cal a little bit? Because I'm actually highly anticipating the rematch, because even though Cal lost Alan Crabb, Jabari Bird, a good new freshman for Cal, it's a much deeper Cal team. And the Golden Bears gave the Orange a run for their money last year.
They did. And, you know, I got a chance to watch a lot of that game before Syracuse's. And Justin Cobbs was the guy that really impressed me. He was their floor general, was doing a great job. And down low, Kravish, their big man, was also playing very well. Their team was rolling, did a good job handling the pressure that Arkansas played. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if you see a similar style pace of play tomorrow that you listen to today. It could be very quick. That's how Cal handled it with Arkansas, and everything went pretty well for Cal. I think they're a little more skilled than Minnesota. And, yeah, you know, Jim Boeheim said he got a chance to watch Cal, so he got a good look at them. And he was impressed with what he saw. I saw Adrian Autry and Mike Hopkins pretty much watching the game all the way through from the press area. But yeah, Cal's going to be a great test for Syracuse tomorrow now that it's in the winner's bracket. Still waiting to see who fills that out on the bottom half, but Syracuse and Cal's going to be a great game tomorrow.
Seems like you're joining that nice Hawaiian music in the background, but did Coach Bam address how they're going to play Jabari Bird, a very talented freshman, as Eric mentioned, in the game tomorrow night?
He hasn't gotten too matchup-specific with that yet, but I did ask him yesterday at the coach's press conference, you know, what it's like to have to handle three teams in 3 days. And the consensus was everyone's in the same boat. You really can't do that. It's all about working on yourself as a team. So he hasn't really talked too much about the players they're going to see tomorrow, other than the fact that he respects them and thinks it'll be a good matchup. But yeah, he got a chance to look at them, and so he'll get a little bit of time to prep, but not too much.
Mark Weber and Eric Dewing talking to Robert Bocci, who called the game alongside Ben Fontana at Maui. Robert, I'm sure you have plenty of stories to tell about Maui, but Robert, what is your news, notes, and nugget from this game so far?
My biggest nugget from this game would have to be just how smart Syracuse played today. I think when you talk about Tyler Ennis not turning the ball over, being a freshman, playing more than 30 minutes against a solid press team that looks almost Louisville-esque under a different Pitino, Richard Pitino. I think just how smart Syracuse played, not turning the ball over too much, hitting its free throws, and adjusting to the fact that Minnesota was hitting some big threes. So they played a very smart game all in all to get the win.
That's Robert Bocci, who called the game for WAR. Robert, thank you so much for your time, and enjoy Maui.
Hey, guys, appreciate it. You know, I'll have fun at the beach right now.